This is Kennedy Classics with Dr. D. James Kennedy. Welcome to Kennedy Classics.
Thank you for joining us. I'm Jerry Newcomb.
And I'm Jennifer Cassidy. Happy Easter and welcome as we celebrate the risen Lord Jesus. On today's program, my father, the late D. James Kennedy, shares a special Easter message. You'll be stirred by the Hallelujah Chorus and we'll bring you news about an exciting resource that will take you inside the events of Good Friday and Resurrection Sunday.
And I'm John Sorensen. As we celebrate the holiest day of the year, I'll be back later to talk about the day after Easter Sunday.
We begin today's program by joining the worship service as the processional proclaims the good news that Christ the Lord has risen today.
This day, O Christ, we lift our hearts in praise unto thee. For on this day thou hast burst the bands of death and set the prisoners free. And we pray that should there be those here in our midst this hour who are yet in the bondage of fear to death, that thou wilt deliver them, come into their hearts, cleanse from their sins, renew their minds, and grant them that new and never-ending life that only thou canst give. We ask this in thy wondrous name. Amen. Our scripture lesson this morning is taken from both Matthew 27 and also the 9th chapter of Hebrews. Matthew 27, verse 64. May we hear the inspired word of God. This describes the efforts that were made by the high priests to prevent Jesus from appearing to rise from the dead. May we hear of the precautions which they took. Command, therefore, that the sepulchre be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away, and say unto the people, he is risen from the dead. So the last error shall be worse than the first. And in Hebrews 9, we read, verse 26, for then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. And may God speak to our hearts through this his holy word, and may his name ever be praised. One time I was invited to conduct the funeral of a man that I had known off and on, but not well, for a number of years. He was not known to be a Christian, but I did not know him well enough to say. But I do recall that this funeral was held in a funeral parlor where they had the usual arrangements. The open casket was right here, and the minister is seated at the head of the casket. The congregation is out here. And I noticed that as I looked at the casket, that I could see just the top of his face and a slight bit of his body. Before I stood to speak, someone came and slowly closed the lid of the casket, and I watched as the lid came down on his face, and then they locked it. And I remember saying to myself, and now, old friend, who is going to get you out of there? Dear friends, there is no one that empties a tomb like Jesus, a tomb or a casket. Scratch that, because that's not really accurate. There is no one else beside Jesus that empties a tomb or a casket at all. It is, as well said, your final resting place. Now, I don't know if you ever had an appointment with somebody that you really just didn't want to meet with. Somebody that may have disliked you vehemently and had expressed those opinions widely and now is coming to tell you off in no uncertain terms. When you discovered that that appointment was on your book, you did everything you could to change it, postpone it. I'm going out of town. I have a meeting in Australia. Check and see if there's a moonshot coming up. Anything to get away from that appointment. Well, dear friends, I want you to know that we have, each one of us, an appointment with a very unfriendly person, somebody that hates your guts, somebody that you are not going to want to see. His name is Death. The scriptures declare that it is appointed unto men once to die, and after that, the judgment. Now, there's no way that we can avoid, evade, or escape that appointment, do what we may. It is coming. In fact, you would be amazed how much of what we do is done for the very purpose of erasing or postponing or changing that appointment. It's amazing when you look how much of human activity is engaged with that appointment. But my friends, it cannot be done. It is set. The scripture has declared it. That appointment is written, and what God has written cannot be changed. We have an appointment with an implacable foe. Well, it is horrendous. It is everywhere. It is powerful. Who shall stop this mighty foe? Shall we bring the mightiest that have ever lived upon this earth and set them against it? This death which has crossed the centuries with sword and torch, with bow and spear, with gun and grenade. Bring forth your heroes, Alexander, Nebuchadnezzar, Caesar, Hitler, Mao, Stalin. Death simply breathes in their faces, their skin falls from their body, and their bones drop into the dirt. After all, what is war but a carnival of death? They are merely his puppets, not his foes. The strongest are unable to stop this conqueror. Maybe the wisest, the greatest of the philosophers, Plato, Aristotle, Socrates, bring them on. Set their great minds to consider this problem. Or the scientists. We have those today that study gerontology, who are seeking to find the secrets of DNA, to postpone, put off, set back that great and ominous appointment. But death passes by and leaves but a series of headstones in his wake. Well, at length, at long length, there appears one, the mightiest of the mighty, the wisest of the wise, the holiest of the holy. And that is Jesus the Nazarene. And this one comes forth, steps into the path down which this hideous monster approaches. But death is not impressed. He continues his approach and reaches out bony hands, smiling that horrible smile, those dark, hollow eyes, that lank-jawed skull, and he takes this Jesus, lifts him off the earth, and impales him on a cross. Then takes his mortal dart and plunges it into his heart. And Jesus, the mightiest of the mighty and the holiest of the holy and the wisest of the wise, lets out a loud cry and dies. And death takes that limp body and hurls it into a tomb. And rolls a stone in front of the grave. And blackness descends upon the earth. Just yesterday, after the Friday service, where on that cross was draped in black. As I came down from my study, down those stairs, I happened to look up and I saw the cross draped in black, and something within my soul sank, as it must have in the hearts of all of those that knew what had happened in Jerusalem. And we had thought that this was he who would deliver Israel, and now he is dead, a citizen of the sod who has met that inexorable appointment with death. But my friend, on that Black Friday and blacker Saturday, while the world was hung in crape, there was taking place within that tomb a battle the like of which the world has never or never will see or could see, for in that blackness, the Prince of Life was in mortal combat with the King of Terrors, Death itself. And on that Sunday morning, when the sun was but a glimmer of crimson and gold upon the horizon, suddenly that great stone was rolled away, and out stepped a figure draped in white. And he said, "I am he that was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. The victory has been won. Thanks be unto God that giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Have you received the King of Life into your heart? Have you invited him to live in your heart and life? Have you repented of your sins? Have you placed your trust in him? Have you asked him to forgive you and to cleanse you and to make you a new person? He can do all of that if you will invite him into your life, even this moment. Dear one, fly unto Christ, and he will give you a never-ending life. May we pray. Oh God, there are dying men and women here this day. There are men and women who have no hope. Their souls are draped in black crape. This life is all they have or hope to have. And soon that appointment must be kept, and they shall meet eyeball to eyeball the King of Terrors, and go into that undiscovered country from whose bourne no traveler returns. O God, cause them right now to flee unto Christ, to say to him, "O Lord Jesus Christ, thou giver of life, thou conqueror of death, come into my life and set me free from the bonds of fear and death. Forgive me for all of my sins. I repent of them. Subdue my will unto thyself. Be thou the master and king and savior of my life. I accept gladly right now the gift, the free gift of everlasting, never-ending life. And, O Christ, I thank thee for Easter. In thy name, Amen.
I hope you prayed that prayer with Dr. Kennedy, and if you did, welcome to the family of God. But what happens the day after Easter? We'd like to send you Beginning Again. Dr. Kennedy wrote this book to help you walk confidently forward in faith. In 7 short chapters, you'll learn how to pray, how to read the Bible, and the importance of continuing in fellowship with other believers. We want you to have Beginning Again. So write to us or call our toll-free number. You can also go to truthinaction.org. God bless you.
We hope you enjoyed today's special Resurrection Day program. We want to make sure you can keep enjoying these Kennedy Classics each week. But we can't do that without your help. Your generous gifts and prayers are what keep this program on the air. Will you do your part to make sure we can continue, especially during this difficult economy? there has never been a more important time for the gospel message of Jesus Christ to go out across this nation.
Dr. Kennedy loved to proclaim salvation through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And one of the ways he did that was by delivering a unique series of messages that looked at those earth-shattering events through the eyes of those who were there. These are some of Dr. Kennedy's most requested messages, and we've now compiled them into a brand new 7-DVD set called Personalities in the Passion, Reliving the Greatest Drama in the History of the World, which we want to send to you as our way of saying thank you for your generous donation of any amount to the ongoing work of this ministry. In this DVD series, Dr. Kennedy brings to life some of the pivotal participants in the death and resurrection of Jesus. Among the unique messages in this DVD set are I Am Pontius Pilate, I Am Caiaphas, and Thomas the Skeptic. This is some of Dr. Kennedy's greatest, most beloved work, and some of this material has never been broadcast. It can only be found in this 7-DVD set, Personalities of the Passion, which we are making available here for the very first time. Simply write to us at Box 6053, Albert Lea, Minnesota 56007, or call toll-free 877-942-7677, or go online to truthinaction.org with your generous donation. Whether your donation is $30, $100, or $1,000, every dollar helps us continue our work to reach people with the gospel and transform cultures through the Word of God. And this 7-DVD set, Personalities of the Passion, cannot be found anywhere else. It's exclusively available through Truth in Action Ministries. Now, this is the final week we'll be offering it on the program, so don't delay. Simply write to us at Box 6053, Albert Lea, Minnesota 56007, or call toll-free 877-942-7677, or go online to truthinaction.org with your generous donation.
Our world is hungry for the life-changing gospel and for the biblical principles that made this country free and prosperous to begin with. Please help us to keep proclaiming these truths to our nation by sending a special gift today. We pray that you have a wonderful Easter, and we thank you for standing alongside us and taking the good news to the world through any means possible. May God bless you as you do.
And may God bless America.
A video of today's program is available on DVD for your gift to this ministry of any amount. So please call, write, or log on to our website today. Next week on Kennedy Classics.
I think there are those who are, let's say, environmentalist extremists, where frankly, they worship the creation, not the creator.
We need to be very careful about who we let take the power from us and take our freedom from us in the name of social justice and saving the planet.
That's next week. This has been a production of Truth in Action Ministries.